Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost the sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Go!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Blog Talk Radio. Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.
The collard green recipe is fantastic, and it calls for uncured turkey bacon. And I have never cooked collards for quite that long. I didn't know that it's good to cook greens for a long time because it breaks the molecular bonds, and the food, the oxalates become more digestible. And the recipe has you to cook the greens for about an hour and a quarter. And my family loves the greens.
Once the diseases are cured at the cellular level, we are able to prevent new diseases from occurring.
This message is for those people out there that they need hope and they need a resolution for their sickness. Symptometry is the solution.
Yes. This is a total health system. I have trained under other people, and they only gave me partial answers.
My family tends to suffer with plaque buildup on our teeth, and we have to go in regularly to fight off gingivitis. And it doesn't matter how much you floss, it seems it just doesn't help. But just by using the yogurt blend, when I just went in for my doctor's visit, my dental visit last week, she was amazed by the results. I mean, it was great. The plaque buildup was just minimized significantly.
Once we have prevented new diseases from occurring, then mankind will have a chance to live in a disease-free body. This is what we all want. We all want to live in a disease-free body so that we will be happy all the time.
Go deep at the root cause of your sickness, of your disease. And Dr. Naughty is an awesome man.
My name is Michelle Mitchell, and I just love being here for symptometry. I got to actually meet Dr. Naughty, and just learning all the information that we learned today was really fulfilling, and I am definitely going to work towards becoming a student.
I would encourage anyone who would like to learn how to learn about solutions and not just live in a situation to come. Called symptometry. Come to a symposium, and guess what? You can be like I am, more enlightened, because the more I learn how to do that will support me, the better off I will become.
This was a very awakening moment. We're just enjoying ourselves and feel very enlightened by all the information that we received, and I'm looking forward to purchasing a few of the books so I can continue on the symptometry path.
What we have to do now is to establish the gateway to happiness by removing all diseases from the human body. It is as simple as that.
He talked to me for 2 hours, and his compassion, his care that he have for people, I never saw to anybody, the love for people. And I was so impressed. I was so impressed.
Hi, my name is Lori. This is my first symposium. I enjoyed it immensely. I'm also a student at the American School of Symptometry. I would encourage everybody to participate in either the 6-month program or to study to become a symptometrist, because curing is proving. We're learning how. We want to spread the word. We need your help.
Symptometry has really helped me with dental problems. Before, I would wake up and my teeth were starting to cross in front. And the more citrus I was eating, the worse it would get. So it's been able to stop that. I stopped having dental pain and the actual teeth itself. And bad breath went away. No bad breath.
And the best way to go about it is to go to the American School of Symptometry, where we teach cosmic or atomic science, where we teach cell nourishment, so that every cell and every tissue in the human body is well nourished.
But I'm so excited because we find help in symptometry, and we are grateful that we find this help. And I hope you'll call symptometry, and you're gonna find out that for anything that you have, there is a solution. And Dr. Navi knows how to help you.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.
Good evening, great evening, and welcome to Root Cause Radio. Happy New Year to you. We are excited to have each and every one of you on the line with us tonight. My name is Bella Marie. It is a pleasure and an honor. Root Cause Radio, here we are, delighted to be the go-to resource for family caregivers. We are on every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, sharing the secrets of optimal health. Root Cause Radio promotes and shares the health information made available by Symptometry, the originator of Root Cause Therapeutics. This podcast is actually sponsored by the American School of Symptometry, which is the only authorized teaching and training arm for Root Cause Therapeutics. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are new to our broadcast, you're going to want to save our website in your favorites, rootcauseradio.com. Again, that website is rootcauseradio.com. We are excited to be on the air and serving our community once more, and tonight's topic is so very timely, ladies and gentlemen. We are, in fact, tackling mental health at the beginning of the year. And this is really an exciting topic because this is setting you up for your winning season in 2019. So we do have the leeway and the flexibility for this to be an interactive podcast. So we'll take a few minutes at the end. If you have a question, comment, or concern, you can hit the number one for your panel to open up, and we will go ahead bring you on the air. However, we are excited. We are excited to have so much information to share with you, you and your loved ones, as you move forward. Now, each week on Root Cause Radio, we do cover a different health topic, so we would encourage you to tune in with us every single week. Again, our replays, our past shows are available at rootcauseradio.com. The information that we give on the air is meant to help you where you are, but it is not meant to replace the personalized help that you would get from a health professional. Everyone has their right to choose the kind of health professional that they wish to work with and the quality of healthcare that they're seeking or wishing to obtain. Again, Root Cause Therapeutics addresses the cause of disease at the cellular, genetic, and DNA levels through a combination of therapeutic products, lifestyle, and dietary changes. So if you would like your private health consultation with a doctor of symptometry or a licensed symptometrist, definitely do call 708-691-4977. Again, that number is 708-691-4977, extension 2. And the team there will be happy to help you. The private 15-minute appointments are still available at no cost. right now, so you'll want to take advantage of it. When I say right now, I mean at the time of this broadcast. So you'll want to take advantage of that, and they have many more options to help you as well. And there are now even certified symptometry health coaches, you know, that you can partner with, work with, and take advantage of their services depending on exactly where you are in your health journey and exactly how far you're looking to go. So we are excited to have that information. This is, with this podcast, again, our topic in sharing mental health strategies for a successful new year. If you don't have pen and paper, again, the replay is at rootcauseradio.com. However, we did want to share these in addition with the information that we've had access to, you know, courtesy of our partners at Symptometry and the American School of Symptometry. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and dive right in. There are five specific pointers that we will be going over today. And while some people may be tempted to think that mental health is really talked about too much nowadays, there are still quite a few people who are struggling in silence, okay? Just as a highlight, anxiety disorders are actually the most common mental health illness in the United States of America, okay? So to put that in perspective, almost 2 out of every 10 adults over the age of 18 is battling anxiety at any given time. And of the people who are affected, really only a third of those affected do actually seek and get help for overcoming that. And that is with the quality of life. That's definitely affecting your quality of life, definitely affecting your sleep quality, the quality of your relationships. So we're excited to be talking about this, and we are doing this from the empowerment and perspective of what you can do on your own. Now, we will go ahead and share with you that many of the people who take pharmaceutical drugs for anxiety or even depression and some other mental health disturbances do report the noticing the side effects. Even a lot of times in the commercials, they would say what the side effects are, and I'm not going to mention a specific drug name, but just so you know, some of the side effects of treating anxiety with pharmaceutical drugs include nausea, nervousness, restlessness, dizziness, reduced sexual desire, drowsiness, the inability to sleep or having a disrupted sleep pattern, so that's insomnia. Some people experience weight gain, others experience weight loss, and then headaches, headaches as well too. And so with Symptometry, originator of Root Cause Therapeutics, there are no pharmaceutical drugs used here. Again, if this is a concern for you or a loved one, you would want to take advantage of that private health consultation. The tips we're sharing on the air and the information we have on the air for you today is what you can do at home, in your car, on your own. And if you want to grab pen and paper, you could actually do this on the show with us right now, so it's done and you're in a winning position by the time this podcast is over, right? So first things first, okay, we're going to start from the mental aspect. Celebrate what you're proud of, okay? There are definitely neurochemical imbalances and malfunctioning of neurotransmitter production whenever a person is having a mental health concern. However, what is happening biochemically does not take away from the fact that being a human being and having that free will, we can focus our attention for however short a period of time to concentrate and produce what it is that we desire. So the first step of owning your mental state would be to identify and celebrate what you're proud of, right? So for us being in a new year, or even if it's a new season, or you're coming up on your birthday, or whatever it is, whatever was not done or incomplete, or any lessons you learned, those have their rightful place, but you want to identify and celebrate things you're proud of. So a minimum of 3 items, preferably 5, okay, preferably 5, but a minimum of 3, okay? And the longer you can make that list, the better, but start with a goal, because some people have been in this state so long that they would find themselves even struggling to come up with 3, right, let alone 10, 25, 100 things that they're proud of and they can celebrate. But start with a list, keep it short, identify 3 to 5 things that you're proud of, okay, of yourself for going through, overcoming, accomplishing. And the reason this is important is because these will serve as reference points to recreate joy whenever you feel yourself getting anxious or overwhelmed, right? Step 2 would be to highlight 3 activities that you're actually looking forward to. Okay, it may not be a vacation in Greece, right, or that bucket list trip to Egypt in Africa, but everyone has something that they're looking forward to. So maybe it is, maybe it's your favorite meal. Maybe it's learning something new, right, like a painting class, or maybe it's something that you would create to look forward to because you don't have something already on your calendar. Right? Go ahead and schedule the things that you are looking forward to, because again, writing it down and getting them out of your head gives you something to focus on that is creating joy, right? That is creating joy and positive energy for forward momentum. Now, step number 3 is easier for people, because step number 3 is identify 3 times where you didn't win per se, but what you learned from the experience when you didn't win. A lot of times so many people are becoming overwhelmed with, you know, the weight of guilt or regret, et cetera, because they're thinking of a situation in terms of what didn't happen and how well it didn't go, instead of the opportunity that they gained from it and what they learned from it, okay? So it'll probably be really easy to think of a pain point or something like that. So go ahead and write it down as you remember it, but also be sure to pull out what you learned from that situation or how that situation actually benefited you, okay? And step number 3 can actually make it easier to do step number 4, because step number 4 is choosing 3 areas to grow in this next season. Again, we're in a new year now, so you can definitely choose 3 areas to grow in the new year. But be it your birthday, be it for the month, you can do that. Some people are looking to read more, save more, travel more, right? Or serve more, right? For volunteering opportunities and things like that. So think of 3 areas to grow. And the language is important, because a lot of times when people set goals, they are setting goals of things that are kind of restrictive, right? So instead of saying, I want to build more muscle, right, which is measurable, people will say, I want to lose weight, which is also measurable. However, there is more shame, anxiety, guilt, etc., connected to the language of losing weight versus the language of building muscle, right? So when we're specifically saying 3 areas you want to grow, that is the word choice. And it may take a little bit of practice, but it'll definitely support you in that area as well. The final one, number five, was to do steps 1 through 4 on paper so that you can actually schedule time for the things that you wrote down, right, to experience. And here's an example, maybe in the morning when you wake and you share, you know, your gratitude for waking up and being given another day, then you would also have your list maybe by the bathroom mirror or on your nightstand where you can look at those things that you're celebrating and that you're proud of, right? So you're starting in a positive, high-energy state. The activities that you're looking forward to, go ahead and schedule them. If you want to become a better swimmer, schedule swimming lessons at the YMCA or your local health club or look for a way to do that over the summer. If you're looking to read more, right, then that would be scheduling time to go to the library, not just knowing that the library is open from 9 to 5, but committing Saturday, noon, I'm going to be at the library for 1 hour, right? And again, this is something you're looking forward to, and so it makes it exciting because you're working towards one of your goals. With what you learned when you didn't win, again, that is what feeds into the areas to grow during the new year. And having all of this scheduled helps build that forward momentum, reduces anxiety from you keeping all this, these informations and things in your head, and would also put you in the position where you are now able to delegate or ask for help again because you have these things on paper. And it's easier for you to see and therefore easier for you to see where you need help or where you want help as well. So that is the information from the mental health perspective in terms of things that you can do for yourself, things that you can do at home with symptometry, root cause therapy. There is so much information available relating to specifically how food affects our health. Dr. Maxwell Narte, symptometry's founder, is really one of the leaders in terms of helping individuals understand how the nutrients, even in the healthy foods that they're eating. We know all about junk food. We all know all about processed foods. But how those nutrients and even the healthy foods that they're eating, when they are not broken down completely by the body, how those impact our health as well, right? So we're talking about mental health, specifically with overcoming anxiety. You would want to be mindful if you're already experiencing these issues. You have to be mindful of citrus fruits, right, and
those
things that break down.
Those chemical reactions in their brains that will help a person to communicate, to keep them.
People who, I'm not sure what that interruption was, but people who have mental health issues with anxiety already or even focus, then they would want to be wary of the citrus fruits and things that cause those nerve synapses to break down even faster. So if that's the kind of information you're interested in, you definitely want to take advantage of the book, The Downside of Nutrition, available on Amazon.com. And you can take advantage of that to get that information from a self-help perspective, an education and empowerment perspective. If there is a health concern that you or a loved one are battling right now, you can please do take advantage of the private health consultation available at Symptometry headquarters. Callback number is 708-691-4977. Again, that's 708-691-4977. That does it for today's show here on Root Cause Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to go ahead and check the panel to see if anyone had a question or comment. If you did, again, you can push 1 for that. Hit 1 to access that information. And we'll go ahead and share with you while we check the panel that one of the resources at our website, rootcauseradio.com, is the link to access our e-courses. That's right, all our electronic courses, which are available, many of them at no cost, and some of them advanced, right, $25 and up. And then there is also the actual degree programs and certification programs at the American School of Symptometry.com. We are very excited to have this partnership, very grateful for it, to be here with each of you each and every week. In the upcoming shows, our guests will include not only Symptometry's founders, but also several of our health coaches. If you have a question, comment, topic you would like covered or explored, do visit our website, rootcauseradio.com, rootcauseradio.com. Leave us a comment or a suggestion, and you can connect. You can connect with Symptometry via Facebook and Instagram. That does it for today's show. Thank you so much for joining us here on Root Cause Radio. Root Cause Radio, gladly sharing the secrets of optimal health. Good night, everybody.